Is your child struggling with a specific subject or need help with homework? Are they asking questions that you're not sure you can fully answer? IXL Learning is an online learning program for kids. It covers math, language arts, science, and social studies. IXL is designed. This program will improve your kids' grades. Studies done in almost every state in the country. The kids who had IXL are consistently doing better. Powered by advanced algorithms, IXL gives the right help to each kid no matter the age or personality. And it doesn't have to eat up all your time. One subscription gets you everything for all the kids in your home, pre-K to 12th grade. So don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 95 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXL.com/audio. Visit IXL.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Hey, Mimi.
Oh. Hey, Gigi.
When you're driving around, just seeing the town, sitting bored at home, feeling all alone, fill up the glass, pick out a glass. We got the tea, we got the sauce. Get queerified.
Okay.
Yeah.
Let's get queerified.
Hi, it's Gigi Gorgeous, and my pronouns are she, her.
And I am Mimi, and my pronouns are whatever you want it to be.
And today we have our first guest with the pronouns it, zer, and zier.
A lot of you listening might have seen videos of zer on your For You page.
But the gag is, they didn't come from its account. They were taken from zer's YouTube.
But first, please remember to call into our hotline at 1-844-QUERIES. That's QUEERYS.
Call and ask us absolutely anything. Nothing is off the table, and we love hearing your voice and answering your queries on the pod.
Also, please leave us a review in 5 stars like this one from XO Genesis Omega. They wrote,
loves it.
Now back to the pod. If you're a fan of absolutely unapologetic,
positively polarizing,
unhinged,
and a mind that will leave you as confused as quantum physics,
I love school.
Bow down, Her Royal Highness, Alexandra Pierce. All right, we are back with none other than my old dearest friend, Alex, I guess. Welcome, Alex.
So far back, like crazy.
We were just talking. We actually were communicating on MySpace like a decade ago.
Decade.
So tell the viewers.
I was so embarrassed to ask you because I didn't want to look like a fucking freak.
I don't give a fuck.
I swear to God, I reached out like 10 years ago to her because she did like these really gorgeous, almost like pretty princess, like airbrushing photos where she wrote like her name on the top. And like, I was like, I need that. I want that. So I was shameless. And I just said, can you make me one? And she totally did. I tried to look on Google to like try to find it if someone had like screenshotted it and saved it. I couldn't find it, but I know it's you. I know it's you. You're the only one.
I guarantee. I mean, I've had many different names, mm-hmm. many different lives. But I always mm-hmm. have loved Photoshop. Like I've always been like fascinated with that. So mm-hmm. it makes sense. I'm picturing like Miami Beach airbrush
yes.
hat. Like
1,000%,
vibes.
1,000%.
Okay, that's so yeah, funny.
It was so used.
It was like the days of Jeffree Star, when Jeffree Star wasn't even mainstream yet. Who
Forbidden,
else was on MySpace
Tila Tequila.
It was totally that.
Mm-hmm. That's so yeah. weird. But anyways, let's get started with this Queerified podcast. First things first, we want to know, what's your...
Are you drunk?
Are we lucid already, Mimi?
Are we tipsy?
Well, you're three hours ahead.
Okay, thank God.
It's 7:30. I'm drinking a cocktail and it's 4:30, so whatever.
What is your astrological sign?
Astronomical sign. I'm a Taurus bitch. Of course I am.
Me too. When's your birthday?
May 13th.
Oh,
I'm 420.
God.
Okay.
But don't
wow,
smoke
that's
weed.
Cool, though.
Yeah.
That's
so it's like,
random.
Hey, pot smokers.
And I'm a Virgo, so we're all compatible.
Wow. I feel it. Something else I feel like we all have in common, which is like so just like disassociating, is we all hate victims. We all hate
yes.
weak people.
I do. I cannot. Mm-hmm. I cannot. Like, people that I like that I have around me all the time are strong as fuck, or else like, it does not work. Like, get
right.
the fuck out uh-huh. of my face. I don't know why. I just can't. Boring. Mm-hmm. You bore the fuck out of me.
It's because it's like I'm trying so hard.
Yeah.
Like I'm being strong. Like I'm pulling mm-hmm. myself together. It's too much for me to take on
yeah.
your thing. Like
it's honestly about
is
me.
Is that a lot to say?
I mean, no, honestly, it's like I hate people that think that their life is harder than another person because we all have struggles. We all go through things, you know, like you can't really compare struggles because everyone is going through shit. But I hate like the why me girls. Like, why did this happen to me? Like, it's just like victim. I think I'm allergic to it.
Oh, I am too. No, always have been. I kind of tweet about that shit too.
Like, I know. I was like, oh, I love that you? She talks about this because you don't want to be insensitive.
Everyone has a choice. And like, you know, you're actually responsible for your own life. Like you are, your own happiness. Do something. If I feel like, I mean, it's not for everyone, but for personally, if I feel like depressed or whatever, it's like, it's only up to me to solve that or I'm going to have a shitty life, mm-hmm. period.
That's how love I that.
It's hard. It's hard because it's easier said than done, totally. But we only say this because we've been there, right? Like, we're not saying like we've never, like, we're just like this. No, it's, we've gone through that and we've moved
and it's
on
only up
from
to
that.
Us.
So it's like, mm-hmm. exactly. But don't you think also that comes with age? Yeah.
Totally.
Kind of like just got it over does. It. Like, I used to be so nice mm-hmm. in my YouTube videos. People look back like, you were so nice. You made me a fucking bitch. You're a cunt. You have tried me one too many goddamn times. Uh-huh. You know what I mean? I'm done. I'm not being nice to you anymore. Oh my God. Like, Alex, you were so nice. Like, you were so nice. Like, yeah, I was nice. I'm done with you. I'm not nice anymore. That's how
it is. Yes, let them fucking know. Yeah. So I recently became like, I am so fucking obsessed with you and like your energy in real life. Anybody that's listening or watching this, like, just know it's pretty much the exact same.
Yeah.
People think, I mean, people online often have characters. They like really just like aren't the same, but it really is the same.
I'm a chameleon. Like, if I go to like, I don't know, if I see like an old lady or something, I'm like, fuck you, bitch. You know what I mean? Like, I won't. But like, so I can be nice here and there. I can be nice when it's like, but no, just generally, no. People are like, don't try me. Like, just
catch the vibe. Read the room. That's another thing. I'm allergic to victims and also read the room.
Yeah.
Because if you're an energy sucker, a soul sucker, like just energy is so big, just read the room and be a chameleon. Mm-hmm. It doesn't mean you're fake and you change. It means that you're adaptable and you're smart.
Mm-hmm. And you're smart. Thank you.
Yes.
It also doesn't mean that you're not a victim. It's just that you don't want to
be. Right.
We're all victims for something, I feel like. I was bullied as fuck in high school. I was bullied so badly. But a lot of people, like, let that affect them, let that change their life, and it doesn't affect them. Mm-hmm.
Did you ever hit a rock bottom before you got over that?
My rock bottom was being overweight. Like, I used to be, like, almost 180 pounds.
Oh, wow.
So it was a really big struggle for me.
Not that heavy.
Dude, shut up. No. Yes, it is.
Really?
I hate when people say, oh my God, you weren't that fat. You weren't that fat. Have you seen?
No, I haven't seen. I kind of want to see. Is that bad? Fat. Oh, how'd you lose weight?
You made videos back then?
Oh, she's been on social media forever.
Yeah, no.
I know, but.
Like 4 years ago or something, I was fat.
Oh, okay.
Were you
okay.
depressed?
Yes. Mm-hmm. So depressed. Like, choosing an outfit is like, it sucks if you don't like the way you feel.
Totally.
So that's, for me, that's rock bottom.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I mean, that's valid.
But
it really is.
A personal, you know, like a struggle.
Totally. You know, like, it's always on your mind. Like, that's, I'm so pro, like, surgery. I'm so pro, like, fix
absolutely.
Anything.
Fix what you,
you know,
don't
and like.
Like,
I'm, look at me. I'm fucking, I transitioned, you know, I, something in my mind that I was like, I need to do this. I made happen because it's just, it will eat you alive.
And I know this is stupid, but can I just say, and it doesn't fucking matter. Like, she is even prettier in person. Like, I'm not kidding.
There
is No. There's no filter here. I've never felt uglier in my damn life. Okay? I swear to God.
Wow.
It's not funny.
Can we have her on the podcast every
stop.
Day?
She fucking knows, but I hate myself right now. I hate my fuck me. Fuck me.
I can't with you.
I'm kidding. No, it's like that. I'm not kidding. It's real. Yeah.
What are you wearing right now, Gigi? It's this like barbed wire, long sleeve turtleneck bodycon dress. Yeah.
It's from actually House of Holland. I pulled it from this showroom. Okay. It's really comfortable. There's like little like built in gloves, which I love because I just feel like some days, honestly, I feel like some days you have good hand days and other days you have bad hand days. Like sometimes I'll look to,
what is a
like,
bad hand
like
day?
Dry, like wrinkly, like maybe they're like a little bit pale. Like I was just like, today's not a good hand day. So this is perfect. Shout out House of Holland. Yeah, there's like a little sleeve, but like still show the rings. Yes. It's so dirty right now. Don't judge. Oh my God, from a jewelry collector, which we'll get into later. Okay, wait. So let's go back to when you first started social media. Like, where'd you grow up? Tell us about your upbringing. Uh-huh. Like, how did you first? Because I've been on social media for an extremely long time. Yeah, like we both have. So like, how'd you get started? Like, were you the weird kid that was on social media back in the day?
Well, I got confidence when I lost. So I've been up and down fluctuating with weight for years. I think I say I have the fat gene where like I forever just be like fat, skinny, fat, skinny. It just is what what it is. So MySpace was like my first one. I got skinny and I was like, oh, fuck yeah. And I reached out to you and I was like, can you please do that photo for me? Like, that was my actually first, like, you know, it was so fun. But no, I graduated my master's degree and I was living in my parents' house and I couldn't find a job. Like, there was like a recession. And I just started doing YouTube videos about like just kind of killing time, like what I had in my bag. This was like 10 years ago.
Right.
And then I was wearing a piece of jewelry that I made because I couldn't afford to buy anything. I didn't have any money. And people started asking about, where did you get that? Where did you get that? And I thought to myself, there's 300 people watching this video. That's 300 potential customers. And it kind of just naturally grew from there, where I ended up getting a job finally in accounting. And I was doing HRH at night. And then I quit the job to do HRH full time. But it was really organic. I've never taken like a design class in my entire life, and just kind of figured it out as the years went on.
Where did you graduate school from?
Like, Concordia University. It's like a small university in Irvine.
Okay. Wait. Oh, California girl. Yeah, born and raised?
Born and raised in Orange County.
Oh, actually. Okay. But, okay. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay. I could tell.
Really?
Yeah. I was wondering. I was like, I wonder where she grew up.
People always say they think I'm from New York. So whatever.
Oh, I totally get that too. Yeah, it's because you're so real. No, it's because you're so real. Yes.
Or maybe just a full on homegrown LA girl. I can also see that.
Well, I was born in the Valley,
but you're from here. Mm-hmm. So you kind of, you've already talked about this. You've been in social media for over 10 years, both of you has. What does it feel like to find success? I mean, you've had success, but the success you've had, you're having right now is huge.
It's weird.
And it's kind of late in your career.
I've always been a late bloomer, but it's like, I'm peaking in, I'm 37. I'm peaking in like.
You look great. By the way, you sucked my dick earlier. Let me suck yours.
Thank you.
You look so
young.
Thank you. Thank you.
Like, what do you do? Are you on like HGH?
No, I think, shut up.
HGH, HRH?
Yes.
Like, really? I'm like, she looks like so young. How?
No, I think it's, I don't know. It's jeans. I really, people like ask me, drop the skincare line, bitch. Bitch, I can't help you. It's jeans.
Right.
It really is.
And they say white women age the worst.
They do. But I have like Greek in me. So I think it helps.
Okay, I was gonna say she's olive skin.
A little bit. There's something in me that's like slightly. Yeah, so it helps. Sorry.
You
like,
hit the jackpot, bitch.
If you're
I'm so
all
annoyed.
It's a little harder. Like, no offense.
I'm gonna be getting facelifts and I'll be fine, but damn.
Yeah. No, I will too, forever.
Yeah, you look fucking amazing, honestly. I wanna ask, how does it feel? Because I get sent your videos, as I'm sure a lot of people.
How did that happen?
So I don't remember the first time, but it was definitely like a rant. You were definitely like on an unhinged rant,
which is my favorite
thing ever. I love listening to people rant. Like, I listen to like Bethany Frankel's podcast. Mm-hmm. She goes off about anything. Like, kale, she'll be screaming. Like, anybody listening is gonna totally know
very
if they
passionate,
listen.
Very passionate.
And I love it, like, because it's so relatable, right?
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
I want to know, how does it feel getting like little clips from your YouTube videos taken and put on TikTok and gone viral on someone else's page? Because a lot of the time I'm like, what is this girl's like actual TikTok?
Right.
What's her actual social media?
Don't even know who I am.
So how does that feel?
It's funny because a lot of people do it to like bring hate. You know what I mean? They do it to like be like, oh my God, she's crazy.
Oh.
She's a racist. Anything I do, I'm racist. I'm like a hater. I'm this, I hate everyone. Like, bullshit. It's not that. And I'm like, okay, bitch, keep talking about me because you're doing my PR for free. So I'm like, thank you. But a lot of people do it to like be like, oh my God, look how unhinged she is and crazy. But I'm like, good. Keep spreading it. Keep showing.
It's a tiny clip. It's just one clip of you screaming. You can't call somebody,
they can like twist everything into being whatever they want it to be. It's so annoying. Mm-hmm. No, I love it. I love when they do that. But I just, like, I'm real. I don't try to, like, become unhinged. Mm-hmm. It's just something I really care about. And it's usually about haters. I fucking hate them. They're so pathetic. Mm-hmm. Literally so ugly. Haters are always ugly. Okay,
absolutely.
Every time. Show me a hater. Show me a damn hater that's ever been hot.
I don't know if I can. I don't think so.
Thank you. Never. They're ugly, poor losers. I'm sorry. It's true, bitch. It's fucking true.
Wait, let me try. Haters are fucking ugly. Haters are fucking ugly.
She's too nice. No, she's too fucking nice, bitch. She's too nice. haters are ugly.
It's true. She's and you know so what? Cute.
Haters are ugly. No. Bitch, haters are fucking ugly. No, I'm kidding.
Yes. Oh my God. This is fucking everything. I truly feel that though. Like a yeah. lot of people won't say shit to your face and Never. It's all online, right?
They love it.
I've maybe gotten in my whole career, which like literally I've like appearances and all that, people maybe have said like 2-3 things to me. It's always online. Yeah. It's always trolls. Never. And it's always yeah. pathetic.
No. And if you look at their like profile photos, if you ever find one of them, they're never hotter than you. I always say, show me a 360. Show me your side profile. Mm-hmm. Like, show me your bank account, or your bank accounts. Show me your tax returns. Show me all of those, bitch. Show me your boyfriend, and then you can fucking judge me, bitch.
Uh-huh.
Because until then, uh-huh. you may sit the fuck down. Sit the fuck down. That's what I say. It's true. Because it's never going to be better than me.
Uh-huh.
They're always worse than you.
It's like, I always think about it like, am I going on people's pages and leaving that? No, never. Because like, I have actually like a really
we
good
have
life.
So much to do.
You we're know what happy, I mean?
And we have like, we're busy.
Like, send it to your friends over DM and talk
yeah,
shit.
Talk
like
shit.
The rest of us.
Yes.
Like,
yes.
why leave it,
like,
freak?
I say crazy things about other people, but I don't put it on their page. We're all on the same page.
Work.
Yep.
You have, like, a rare sense of humor nowadays. And like Gigi said, it's very relatable. Where did you find this sense of humor?
It's just not giving a fuck. Mm-hmm. And I'm really not PC. Mm-hmm. I really don't care. Like, fuck you. Mm-hmm. I don't care. I'm not going to like,
no,
I don't care. Like, what do you think I'm give a fuck about being canceled or whatever? Like, I always say, like, suck my dick. Like, I don't care. That's
Love
like
it.
My response.
I
like,
say
really
that too.
Suck my dick. I don't give a fuck. Like, I really don't. That's mm-hmm. what I say. Like, so I don't know. I don't care. Like, I don't know why I don't care, but I don't care.
I mean, you've lived. I feel like everyone reaches a point, right? Like, Mimi.
Yeah, you've lived.
So it is. Like,
exactly. Mm-hmm. It's really hard to care. Like, when you care and when you let it get to you, it's painful. It's awful. Like, why would you want to live in
yeah.
that life of, like, being
yeah.
in pain? That
totally.
Sucks. Mm-hmm. It sucks. So, it totally makes a lot totally. Of sense.
Do you think that you are controversial, though? Being so unapologetic, do you think this is controversial, or do you just think people are too sensitive?
Oh, they're so sensitive.
Mm-hmm.
They're so fucking sensitive. I don't care. Like, I say where I don't mm-hmm. live in a damn clown world. I don't. Mm-hmm. I don't live in a fucking clown world, mm-hmm. and I will say what the truth is. The truth is the damn truth, and if you're going to come for me and say that I'm controversial, I'm not. It's the truth, you fucking idiot. That's it.
Obsessed.
You're a fucking idiot.
I'm fucking obsessed.
Sorry. Like, I'm not sorry. Shut your damn fucking mouth. That's it.
Yeah, just shut up.
Yeah, mm-hmm. shut the fuck up.
It feels fucking good. I feel like I'm at therapy.
Right.
It feels good. Yes. Oh my God. So let's switch gears a little bit. I want to talk about your jewelry line.
Sure.
You have some on right now.
So bad.
It's like, fucking gorgeous.
You guys, these people bombarded me today at like my showroom. It's like, it was fine. They're so cute. They came in from Berlin. They didn't know there was no... Oh no, they like, I have showroom appointments by appointment only, but they didn't know and they just like arrived.
Wait, like showroom, explain for everybody that like is not familiar with LA
showrooms.
Okay, so
my line is shophrh.co and I hand make all the jewelry and I have basically sent.
HRH means?
Her Royal Highness.
Perfect, that's what I thought. Okay,
yes.
Work.
Anyway, I feel so fucking bad. I had like the best things for her picked out and I just got like
I'm gonna
all
buy
flustered.
It. Don't gift me. I'll buy it.
No, I never. Anyway.
I'll buy. I love
okay.
supporting.
So I got bombarded, not in a bad way. These really nice people showed up, wanted to shop, and then I just got flustered because we were gonna be late, blah, blah, blah. But yeah.
Mm-hmm. You were like 5 minutes late.
I just felt bad.
Bitch, you should have.
I hate late people.
I can
that.
Tell
don't
you about
tell
like a nightmare guests that were late. I'm like, really?
I
like,
would have locked the door. Lock the door.
I'm just like, I'm all dressed up already, ready
lock
to go.
Door.
Like, everyone's waiting. I'm not going to not be like, don't come. It's like,
that is
well,
so rude. No, that's fucking rude. I'm sorry. That's rude.
You never know. I mean, you meet
like
people
that.
All the time, and it's like.
Especially being given an opportunity like this to even just meet you, honestly. Fuck that. No.
I mean,
Be early, you fucking bitch.
From your lips to God's ears. I want to know, has jewelry always been like a passion of yours? Like, when did you start? Like, how did you start? How do you even make jewelry? I'm like, I have no idea.
Well, when I first started, I was making just some, I always do like chain stuff. Everything's like rare, like chain.
And like layers, arm candy, like.
Oh yeah, like, you can't see, but I have like.
Love
I have, like,
that.
Ear stabs yeah. and things like that. And when I first started, I like, remember, I had no money. I wasn't, so I bought some stuff from Forever 21 and I was like adding different things together to make what I wanted. And then I was like, this nothing here is, I guess all I could afford is Forever 21. And I was adding things together here and there to make something I liked. And I was like, no, I can make this better. And then I started looking for suppliers and just making my own things. And it was very natural how people started asking me on my YouTube, where did you get that?
Right.
Yeah.
Right. I mm-hmm. love that. And you really do have, I went on your website. Uh-huh. There's like, I think like over 10 pages of jewelry. Yeah. Like there's so much.
Yeah.
And all of it's so classic.
Yeah.
Like it's almost like you could just mm-hmm. wear literally like the simplest little black dress and that, and you look expensive.
And what I love is I'm not like super girly. I don't dress like you do. I dress like more, you know, like unisex. And I feel like everything is so for like boys, girls, everyone. And that's like my thing. I've always been super unisex.
That actually, I didn't think about that. The jewelry is quite unisex. Yeah, yes.
Like, it's not girly, girly.
It's not girly, girly. Exactly, yeah. Yeah. It's like metals, chains.
Exactly.
Where do you find your inspiration for all your stuff?
Where do I find my inspiration? I don't know. It's like, I said, I've never taken a design class. Like, it's just what I like. Like, I will, like, look at chains that I like and, like, different cool hardware and findings. I love, like, big hardware pieces.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, whatever my vibe is at the moment, I'll create something that I want to wear. Like, I would never make something that I think you would like. It's always what I would like.
I love
just because it has to be what I love.
I love
a Taurus.
That.
It's about me. Like, what I love.
Yes. Main character.
So weird.
Main character energy. So yeah, cringeworthy right?
Like,
to say that.
Like,
but
what I like, bitch. That's it. That's all I have for sale.
It is not cringe. Oh my God.
I fucking love it. Okay, so since you are the queen of rants and just really giving your raw dog opinion,
yes,
I want to play a game. So me and Mimi created a game.
I didn't hear about this. Oh no, I'm scared.
It's called Is It the Vibe or Is It Not the Vibe?
Oh, how fun. Okay.
So in this game, we are going to give you some topics and we need to know your honest, unfiltered opinions on each one.
I never give my real opinion, though. Are
why?
You sure? I'm kidding.
Oh my God. I was like, why? You're going to stop now? And real, honest, and like not one sentence. Like give us a spiel. Okay. Like we really want to know.
Best. I will try my best.
Yes. What does Alex think about the LGBTQIA+ community?
Oh, shit. Okay.
I know it's starting off kind of crazy, but like be honest.
Okay, I will be honest. This is my thing about that. People have come for me being like, say gay rights, say gay rights, say gay rights. And if we're going to talk about you and me together, I will tell you if I like you or not. I don't care about what you want to do.
Right.
Do whatever you want. Live your life.
Right. Like, do we vibe or do we not vibe?
Yes.
So is it the vibe or is it not the vibe?
It's, of course it's a fucking vibe.
It's the vibe.
Yes, bitch. Of course. It's of course the vibe. I love you guys. Stop.
Uh-huh. No, but I'm with you. Like,
but you know
I hate
what I mean?
Totally.
Make you do something. Because I hate performative activism.
I hate
especially
it.
Especially if you're saying it on social media, I know it's not real.
Right.
Oh my God. Not true, Mark.
Yeah. You're doing
it
for
doing?
Like, yeah.
It is
what
performative,
is it
but if you like mean it.
Yeah. But I also
but what does it do?
Just
are,
like letting
yeah.
people know.
No, what you should do is actually take care of friends. Actually have gay friends.
Like
not
do things
just say
off.
It. Let me see your actions. Show my actions. Doesn't matter to me. If I like you, I like you. Period.
Obsessed.
This episode is brought to you by Bumble. So you want to find someone you're compatible with, specifically someone who's ready for a serious connection, totally open to having kids in the future, is a tall, rock-climbing Libra, and loves rom-coms with vegan pizzas on Tuesdays just as much as you do. Bumble knows that you know exactly what's right for you. So whatever it is you're looking for, Bumble's features can help you find it. Date now on Bumble.
Okay, next one.
Next one. The rainbow flag.
So fucking ugly. I'm sorry. I'm sorry, bitch. It's ugly.
I agree.
Ew. No, it's so disrespectful.
I agree.
It's disrespectful.
How so?
It's ugly as shit. I would never have a primary color rainbow around me ever. Get rid of that shit right now. Okay.
You know
like
what
the
makes
trans
me...
one is so much more pretty.
I agree.
With the pink, the blue. Mm-hmm. Can we please
the pastels.
I want like a gorgeous minimal color, like black, and then it fades to like maybe different like skin tones. Wouldn't that be sick?
Mm-hmm. I mean, like, I feel like they have that, no?
I don't know.
Like right?
Fucking rainbow?
Yeah,
no.
The rainbow, I will
I
agree.
Always
it's so
said
tacky.
It
no,
is.
No, it's rude.
It
it's
is.
Rude.
It's not fashionable. No. You can't make it look good.
Yeah.
No.
It's very,
can't.
Very hard.
You can't make it look
and it
good.
Makes me
I
cringe. Like,
I
live
cannot.
For Pride Month and shit, but it makes me cringe so hard when I see all of, like, the
shit?
Rainbow. I mean,
please
yeah.
Don't. No, don't. I wouldn't.
I mean,
take
I just hate
stand.
It. It's not the cutest. It's not the cutest color scheme. It really is not.
It's ugly.
And, like, brands, like, putting it in their window and shit during Pride, it's like, oh my God. Like, you guys are, that's performative. Now, that's performative.
Performative.
It really is. Yeah.
Okay, next. Smoking cigarettes and weed.
Okay, good one. I don't like pot. I feel like it's like for me, it's like a culture that I don't like. I feel like it breeds laziness. And that's what I really do think that. And I feel like generally, not for everyone. And I like to smoke, but I don't inhale. Everyone knows that. I smoke, I don't inhale, but I fucking love to smoke. Yeah, I know.
Wait, really? Yeah. Cigarettes?
Cigarettes.
Why don't you inhale?
Because I don't need to. I don't know.
It's just for fashion.
Oh, right.
It's just a fun thing. It's honestly, so I don't eat because I'm a fat fuck.
Oh, so it's an appetite suppressant.
It's just something to do. It's a vibe.
Right.
Like, take a photo. Instead of eating something, you have a cigarette.
Right.
You see what I mean? It's something to do with your hands rather than putting something in your damn mouth.
Right.
Yeah. I mean, I don't care. Weed, whatever. I just, it's not my thing. And for me, like, it just would make me eat more, I feel like. You know what I mean? The munchies, I've heard.
Definitely.
Absolutely.
I don't smoke weed, used to all the time, but that's so real. Like, yeah. You just put down, like, 3 bags of chips, and you're
that's
like, I wouldn't have done that if I didn't smoke weed.
So I would, that's why not I don't want to get into it.
Yeah. It is an appetite suppressant, I
not
will say.
Not the vibe.
Used to be.
Not the vibe.
Not the
bitch.
Vibe, but the smoking is a vibe because you totally do it for the fashion.
Just don't smoking is the vibe. Okay. Yeah,
smoking cigarettes, yeah.
Next one, America.
Oh, bitch, I love America. I fucking love it.
Really? I would think that you would hate it.
America?
Like, over it. Everyone's lazy.
Stop. How could we can all be ourselves here? Are you kidding me? We're so lucky to live here. Mm-hmm. How can I have come from basically nothing, from a lower middle class family? With nothing. I didn't have one investor, nothing. I'm a woman, right? I'm a cunt. I'm a bitch. And I can be successful, right? Mm-hmm. There's so many people in other countries. Okay, in other countries, like if you're gay, they will kill you.
Yep.
Okay? They will never
Absolutely.
Do that to you here.
All right, Europe.
Oh, I love Europe. I love it.
Me
I want to move to Paris. I would love to.
I could see you there.
Paris?
Yeah. Everyone there is like, people here are ugly. It's true. Like, no one has the vibe in America. As much as I love it, there's no vibe here.
Everyone has the vibe in Paris.
They do.
Like, it's like so annoying.
You're very Parisian.
Me?
Like, isn't she?
You
she
are.
Is, yes.
You are.
You smoke cigarettes. God. You hate everybody. Wait, is it my turn? Okay.
Yep.
Christian Louboutin.
I just like their one style called Pigalle.
Me too.
Oh,
me
wear?
Too.
Pigalle.
Yes.
Is that what it is?
So Kates are so painful. Pigalles.
They're my favorite.
Oh, and I like daffodils too with the
Pigalles
platform.
Are my favorite. I feel like they're so 90s model.
Yep.
Like anorexic 90s model.
Yep. And
right?
You can run around in them.
You can run. Mm-hmm. I've had a black pair basically since I knew you, bitch.
Oh my God, probably same. Oh my God, I go
I
through
them.
So like probably yearly, I just like throw them out. They're trash.
Yeah.
A nude Pigalle.
My first ones I could afford.
Goodbye. Mm-hmm. Oh yeah, my first Christian.
I just
die.
Have them because I want to remember them. That's all.
Uh huh. Okay, I thought maybe you'd hate that one. That's a good one. Okay, next one. We have 4 more. Gen Z.
Oh fucking losers, losers, woke losers. Bye. Next.
Time. I'll give them their fashion. They're very fashionable.
Ew.
I love the fashion.
No, I don't.
Not scared to disagree. I live.
Okay. Next one. Euphoria.
Everyone says I need to be someone on there. Who's the girl?
She could so be a
There's so
I don't
many
know.
Girls.
There's someone that, I've never seen it. Isn't that weird?
Yeah, I honestly
I
haven't
know.
Kept
They're
up.
Like, oh my God, please replace her. Please replace her.
Oh, because you're like bitchy.
Yeah, like a psycho.
Oh, Maddie. That's
yeah.
Maddie, right?
Yeah, I guess so. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. I don't know much about it, though. Mm.
Yeah, I haven't kept up with it, but good show. It's about drugs and alcohol. Love
that.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of dicks, right?
Dicks. Oh yeah, there's dicks
that's
out.
A lot of dicks.
Which oh my God. Love. Which I love.
Can I say this? So, what's the guy that fucks Hunter Schafer in that?
Eric Dane.
So, oh my God, this is so funny. Really quick story time. So, I was at dinner, at my cousin Balt Getty's birthday. Mm-hmm. Eric Dane was there. We were all chilling at a table. We became like pretty close because he's like obsessed with my husband Nat. They like go way back. Mm-hmm. Like Eric Dane's obsessed. So we end up going back to Balt's house to like have an after party, whatever. Everyone, I go to the bathroom. I come back into the...
Everyone had sex.
No, I mean, it could have definitely gone there. It definitely was giving like euphoria. So like I go to the bathroom. I come back into the great room. Everyone's gone but Eric Dane. Uh-huh. And he's sitting at the piano. And I was like, is this a scene from Euphoria? It was like 3 a.m., dim lighting. So I go up to the piano and I lean on it. And I was like, it was just him and I. And I was like, what's the vibe?
Right.
And he goes, I don't know. I was like, what the fuck is going on? Like, I really felt like the real Hunter Schafer. It was such a gag. It was crazy. And I went home and I'm like, I probably should have filmed that and like made it
that
a TikTok
like
or something. It was a moment.
Yeah,
and he would have been down.
It was an opportunity. I hate that.
And like not playing the piano. He was like just sitting there. So Eric Dane, if you see this, remember that moment?
Aw. Maybe there's like a camera somewhere in the house that can like send you the clip.
I mean, fucking probably. Yeah. All right. Next one, LA versus New York City.
I mean, I think all, I don't like any cities right now. They're all going to shit. Like, I'm sick of, we need to get our act together here. It's gross. I moved out. I lived at the cutest house in Brentwood ever. And I would feel like I was forced out because of the fucking homeless and shit. I can't stand it. Like, I'm sick of it, bitch. Let's get this together. I pay enough tax dollars. It's so bad. They are.
It's no, a pandemic.
Yeah, I'm done. So I moved to Newport.
Oh, Coast. Really?
So, like, I have my office in downtown LA still, but I live in Newport Coast. So I feel safe. Like, it's not filthy. There's not someone taking the shit on my goddamn driveway. Okay? Fuck you. Get it's the fuck shocking. Off my goddamn property.
Like, coming from Canada and going to LA, yeah. It's like, it makes me really sad seeing
it's
that
sad.
Much
sad.
It is. Mm-hmm. Definitely, it's a pandemic mm-hmm. of its own.
That's the real pandemic.
That's the real pandemic, people.
That, is, okay. That should be the name of this, the real pandemic.
The real pandemic.
Oh with Alex. Oh, yeah. My God.
The real pandemic. The real pandemic is you. Yes. I am the pandemic, bitch.
Okay, last one. Marriage.
Ooh, as a divorcee.
Yes.
Marriage. Mm-hmm. Speaking to someone married.
Wait, you're divorced?
What? Yes, I am divorced. Thank okay. God.
Of course.
You smiled.
Of course.
He's like the typical like LA Mr. Cool guy. Like, I hate that shit.
But you loved it at once.
What?
You loved it at once. Like, one time.
I wanted to make it work, mm-hmm. but it's just not workable. It's just like nothing I want.
Would you get married again?
Would you get married
yes,
again?
Yes, absolutely.
You
would. Thanks. Yeah.
Okay, work.
Yeah, absolutely.
Because okay. when people get divorced, a lot of the time they're like, I will never fucking put myself through that again. Mm-hmm. So it was a clean break and you would do it again.
Yeah.
I love that.
Just prenup. Prenup, bitch. Prenup. I got a prenup before too.
Oh, always.
Always.
Getting
always.
Into marriage is like getting into business with someone.
It
like
is.
You never think it's going
to
be bad, but
you
if it does
do.
Get
you
bad, you need a clean
and you
cut.
Gotta do it, and then you don't. It's fine. No. It is what it is, especially if you know, as a woman who makes her own living, you really have to protect yourself.
Totally, mm-hmm. totally.
Especially in 2022, get a prenup, no matter what.
I just saw actually on Teresa Giudice. Is yeah. that how you say her last name? She was asked by Andy Cohen, "Will there be a prenup or whatever?" And she was like, "No. Why would I? Why would there be a prenup?
No, because
her boyfriend was in the audience, and I was just looking at her like." She's been married and divorced, and she's still saying no to a prenup,
and
she's so successful.
Yeah, like, he's like the pool boy or something, right?
That is so fucking insane. Yeah. Like, mm-hmm. someone yeah, that smart with that many people around her will just say no prenup. Like, oh, wow, so you're mm-hmm. dumb.
Yeah, she's
it's
dumb.
So sad.
She's just, like, love-struck, and it's really sad. She's going to get it in the end.
Right, like, yeah. she yeah. thinks that it's
she's
offensive.
Afraid. She's afraid that he's going to say no.
Right. Right. But like, of course, no prenup. Babe, I love you.
No, you have to face the facts.
Scary. Yeah. I mean, she probably uh-huh. knows people that have been fucked over. I don't know why she would have said that. I don't know.
1,000%.
I gagged. Okay. Yeah. So at the end of each episode, we take calls. Well, we
Fun.
Get like a voicemail from people who listen to the show.
Do they know that I'm going to be on here?
No.
Oh, okay.
But they will when they listen to this episode.
Oh, funny. Oh my gosh. I was wondering about that. I was wondering how that would work.
Okay. Yeah. We just have like a stockpile of voicemails.
Cool.
So we're going to take a quick break. Will you stay with us for that?
Absolutely.
We are back with Alex from HRH Collection, your favorite jeweler, and we are ready to take your queries. If you want to call us, please call us at 1-844-QUERIES.
That's QUEERYS. Call and ask us literally anything. As you know from this episode, we get unhinged. We are very raw. We love giving advice and we love hearing from you guys. So without further ado, let's answer the first one. Are you ready, Alex?
Yes, I am.
Okay, here's our first one.
Hi, Gigi. Hi, Mimi. My name's Aiden and I'm from Vancouver, Canada. So the question I had for you was, so I've been seeing this guy. We've hung out about 3 times now. It's been going really great. I really love his personality. But on the third date, I went over to his house and, you know, things got a little funky, a little freaky. And he didn't quite meet what I was expecting, in the bedroom. And it's kind of made me reconsider if I want to pursue this. But I just don't know what to do because he's great. I really like spending time with him. We really get along together. But I just don't know if I will be happy if I'm not happy in all aspects of a relationship, if that makes sense. So any advice you could give would be amazing. And I love your podcast. And thank you so much.
Aiden, thank you so much for that call. So Aiden is a size queen and the person he likes has a small penis. Do you have any advice, Alex?
Am I going first?
You go first, yes.
To be honest, like, his voice was so fucking annoying. He sounded like he had a small dick himself. Like, that's the truth. The nerve of someone to call in and be like, oh, my dick's too big. Like, no. The first thing, I don't like that, okay? Because let me see your shit before you fucking try to be like, oh, the other one's too small for me. What do you have to offer, bitch? You sound like a little beta fuck. Next. Sorry. I didn't like his voice. He's like, I don't like it. Like, he irritated me.
I was listening to the actual question. I feel like, no, I live. That's why Alex is here. Yeah. Brutal, honest truth. I feel like if you are a size queen and he disappointed you, then you need to move on. Duh. Right? Like, then just next.
Don't be a size queen.
Like, I don't think so either.
You're not gonna have sex for the rest of your life.
Who the fuck
That's
are
gonna
you?
Fade away.
Right. Like, I actually don't understand when people are like, I need 10 inches.
Exactly.
It's like, are you like okay?
Right.
Are
I
you
agree.
Okay?
Yeah.
Like, that's so much.
Yeah.
You know, like, some people love it though, I guess. But like,
and who the fuck
I mean,
are you?
If you're a size queen, then it's just not gonna work. So move on. That's my best advice. And there's billions of fucking fish in the sea. So just like, you'll find somebody else. And maybe like, ask for a picture up front. So you don't have the issue.
Yeah.
You know?
Send that to us as well.
So important to you.
Send that to Mimi. Yeah, she needs to see. Mm-hmm. All right, next question. Hopefully this one doesn't annoy Alex.
Sorry.
Oh my God, that was crazy.
What else is new?
Okay, our second question.
Hi, Gigi and Mimi. This is Alex. I'm from Sterile, Massachusetts, the witch city. I'm just calling because I think my homophobic parents just found out that I'm non-binary, and I know they're going to be hating because they were hating when they found out that I was gay. So I'm just wondering, what is one phrase that I can use them to get them off my back? Thank you.
Oh, Alex, this is a really tough situation. Thank you for calling in. There's really no one thing you can say. Like, every situation is different, and you have to make sure you, first of all, are safe. You don't need to say anything. You don't need to tell them you're non-binary. That's for you, right? Like, if you really need to tell them, just make sure you're safe.
I agree.
That's the only thing I'm worried about.
I think that you do need to tell them because you called in. You're thinking about it. It's a big deal, obviously, to you. I think the best way to get your parents to understand something is to find a movie, force them to sit down and watch it. Because I had my trans experience in a documentary, and I had so many parents, so many people reach out and be like, they finally get it because they watched me transition in like an hour and a half movie. Find something that's non-binary that explains it really well. Like, watch it first, of course, become obsessed with it. And then be like, mom, dad, we're going to sit down and you're going to watch it. And then even if they don't get it after that, at least they have a little bit more knowledge. So like, it's less intimidating for them.
I agree. No, I agree with that. And I just feel like you have to be like a little bit understanding with parents at times, and if the more you're like pushy and like understand about it, I just feel like ease them into it. It seems like they're already okay with the fact that I think you said you were gay at first and now you're non-binary, we decide or figure it out. So I don't know, just I think time. I don't know. And like what Gigi said too, I think that's a really good idea.
Yeah, I feel like, you know what? Like, you're going to have to tell them eventually. And if you don't, it's like, it's creating a wedge, you know? Like, you're eventually not going to have your parents. Like,
right.
That might be really dark to say, but like, you know, you want to have that connection with them. Like, what if you were to lose one of them? You're going to be like, oh, I wish I fucking told them, you know? Yeah. So like, do it. Like, try, you know?
Try.
They're not, I feel like they're not going to get it. You got to show them like a movie, get them into it, because non-binary is kind of a tough one to wrap your head around, especially if you're like a little bit older.
For older people.
But they'll get there. You know, you're gay already. Too. You're out.
And
so
they
like,
love you either way. You're their son or daughter originally, whatever.
You've had a test. Yeah. You've had a test run already. So good luck. Good luck, Alex.
Thank you, Alex. Mm-hmm. Okay. Our third and last question. Here we go.
Hi, my name is Audrey. So recently I have come out to everybody as trans, and I currently pass as just like a high femme gay man, and I look great, and I like hate the idea of passing, but genuinely, like, Gigi, I think you would understand this more. Like, how do you deal with passing? Because I'm on hormones, but I don't want to fully tell everybody what's my tea until I can like fully just be like the woman that I am. And it's really hard to just like be that girl, you know? So thank you, love you. Watch your doc the other day, and I was like, oh my God, like, we have to like just be ourselves. Love you. Thank you. Bye.
Oh, love you. That was such a sweet question. Mm-hmm. You know, I will say, I will say, so I think it's so common for trans girls initially. They're like, I'm going to get on hormones. I'm going to get super, super girly. And then I'm going to tell people. But people, they take, you know, trial and error to like get to, you know, your pronouns, your name and all that good stuff. So it's going to be an awkward little transition. It really will. Like, I understand wanting to look the most feminine you can before you really tell everyone your tea, as you said. But you just have to, I mean, wait, you know, be on hormones for as long as you want, of course, but like there will be that transition period. And in my best opinion, the sooner you start, the better. Like really just like tell people. And if it's awkward for months, it's awkward for months. But like then when you are feeling your best and you're super feminine, you've been on hormones for like a year, you'll love it.
Yeah. No, my heart just goes out to you. And I just like exactly what you said. I think that just being who you are and telling people what you are is really important, and just do you in life, honestly. Mm-hmm. And like, yeah, I really think that.
And make sure you decide your own success. Like, don't put your passing on other people.
Yeah.
Think about how you like yourself. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Look in the mirror. Do you like it? What do you think you need to change?
Right.
What do you need to do? Don't think about what other people are looking at.
Absolutely.
Because, I mean, that's easier said than done, but it's hard. That life is hard to do that.
I always say, like, just do you. Like, that's what I do in my life. Do you. I know it's a totally different thing, but my heart goes out to you, and I'm sure you're beautiful, honestly. You sound
for real.
Amazing.
Yeah, you really do. Yeah. And just know that you're sweet. Beautiful. You know, everyone's their worst critic. Everyone thinks they're like ugly and hideous and not good enough.
Probably
but
not
like,
at all.
But truly, like on a previous podcast, this one of our guests said, drop the charges on yourself because they don't exist. Like everyone's like, you're not good enough.
True.
You suck. You're ugly. It's like, drop the chart. Like nobody fucking relax.
Yeah,
like
don't
that's
care.
You.
Just
relax.
You.
Everyone's fucking worried about themselves.
Yeah.
Go kill it.
Mm-hmm,
and
absolutely.
You never know. You could be like, I'm a trans girl. And one of your best friends would be like, I knew it. I'm so excited.
True.
Like you never know. Mm-hmm. So
absolutely.
good luck Gorge.
Good luck.
Thank you so much for that call, and that brings us to the end of the pod.
Yay.
It was good for me. How was it for you?
Amazing.
Okay,
it was so fun.
Yeah, that was really fun.
I was very
fun.
Nervous, but so fun.
Oh my God. I feel like she,
oh
guys, if you aren't already following all of her social medias, please let people know where to find you, your jewelry collection, anything you're working on, all that good stuff.
Awesome. So my jewelry line is shophrh.co, and then my Insta is shophrh.co, and YouTube HRH Collection. And same as TikTok, or the real HRH Collection on TikTok.
And you make some of my favorite YouTube videos because she'll just talk to the camera for like so long. So you can leave it on in the background. You feel like you're hanging out. Like,
you can eat with her.
Totally. We're BFFs. We're just like shooting the shit.
Yes. Obsessed. We'll get into her. Thank you so much again for coming.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, this was really everything. So you guys have just been queerified. We'll see you next week. Love you.
Bye.
Thanks to our very special guest, Alex Pierce from HRH Collection, and thank you so much for listening. You can follow us on Instagram at Gigi Gorgeous and me at Mark Maverick.
And as always, Queerified is a presentation of Ramble, a Cadence 13 studio. Please listen, rate, and review. It helps us so much, and follow all episodes. Available now for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Odyssey, and wherever you get your podcasts.